This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with. I really mean that, true. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Because really, truly, you can't be part of the solution without information, right? Would y'all agree to that? I mean, that's the only way. You got to get information from both sides. No, really, get information. It's not going to hurt you. If you're one of those people that you've done your homework, you know what the truth is, it doesn't matter what they throw at you. Look at it. It's like I always talk about with my Christian faith, and yours, some of you Christians, and whether you're a Jew or whatever, but in my case, my Christian faith, you can't shake me. You can't bring me anything that's going to shake me from believing that God exists, God loves me, God cares about me, and that he's actually there and he's paying attention. It should be the same way with all this stuff. You should be so sure of these things that you believe, these things that you're putting out there, these things that you're writing about, as sure as you know what your name is. Really that simple. We'd love to hear what you have to say about all this craziness going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate some of you. You send emails. You send that kind of thing. It's always good. You know, the Dems just, I mean, truly have lost their minds in these areas. Right? Especially when it comes to the press. And the press they're just all over. If you look at how the press is dealing with Joey B, my favorite, then you get a good feel for understanding. You got the social media platforms. Now you got you've had it for a long time. You know, the news, printed, online, or otherwise. You can see how they're 100% behind Joe Biden. They have to be. Right? I mean, they see Trump. Trump is really their enemy. Right? Really that simple. And the reason he's their enemy is because he's shining light on their lying. Reporters who were able to ask questions to Joe Biden, can you imagine pick and choosing? Trump takes questions from them all, even the ones he doesn't like. And yes, he does shut them down at times. Not all the time. Right? The questions and the reporters were torn apart by critics for failing to properly grill the Democrat president candidate. Biden, who took questions for the second time this week after going approximately a month without holding a single press conference, spent much of his time blasting Trump. Still would love to know what he's going to do. Now, he was blasting Trump over the report in the Atlanta magazine that the disparaged fallen World War I soldiers during a trip to France, which is a line of crap. We've heard this stuff before. They got nothing else. All they got to do is keep lying on this stuff. Again, the thing I love about this, anything that President Trump says, allegedly says, right? This is another one of those alleged article, an anonymous source. I'm going to judge an anonymous, sure. An anonymous source just told me in my ear that Obama and Michelle were never married. Oh, my God. Come on. Stupid stuff. Those who were looking forward to hearing Biden respond to tough questions were left disappointed. First question posed by the Atlantic staff was about the magazine's bombshell report. And when you hear these remarks, suckers, losers, recoiling from amputees, what does it tell you about President Trump's soul and the life he leaves? Well, I don't know. You know, it shows you how disingenuous they are. How about this one? Joe, I'd like to ask you about the women that accused you of sexually assaulting them, all nine of them. How come they don't deserve to be heard? Will you allow them to come before committee before you actually people actually go to the voting booth for you? You'll never hear that. They'll never do. They have never done that to Obama, to Biden. Not going to happen. And, you know, the other thing is, we know what a joke this is. They are going to throw everything at him between now and the beauty is that they have cried wolf for so long it's having absolutely no effect. The Atlantic correspondent also was followed by CNN, who focused on remarks made by Trump made at the Thursday campaign rally. He mocked Biden for wearing a mask. Europe, listen, I'd mock Biden for wearing a mask, too. And as a matter of fact, a lot of times if you look at Biden, he's actually pulled it down, right, to his chin. But even so, you're at a mic. There's nobody around you. What do you need a mask for? Are you telling me on the left that you're so whacked, okay? Your thought process is so foggy that you can't figure, you're at that podium all alone. How does the mask and the 6-foot rule fall into place? We're told this stuff dies at 8 to 10 feet. There was anybody near 8 to 10 feet around him. It's a stunt. It's a PR stunt. That's all it is. And Trump's right. And in those areas, he's exactly right. Mary Bruce from ABC News questioned Biden about Trump's attempts. Now, is anybody going to ask this guy about foreign policy? Anybody going to ask this guy how he's actually going to fix things? How he's going to turn the economy around? If he doesn't have to because it's already on positive foot? Seriously. There are no journalists left. I'm going to tell you, even on Fox News. Okay? I mean, Tucker Carlson does commentary, people, not a journalist. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Yes, you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved, being engaged, doing the right thing. You know, and look, you got to do the right thing. Seriously, we all want to. I mean, look, the old man in me, the Boston Bulldog in me, comes out from time to time when I see some of this. You call them injustices if you want to, but the bad things that people are doing to each other when it comes to politics. I can be just as mean as they are. I can be just as dark. I can be just as underhanded. I've been in this so long, I know where the doors are, where the cracks are, what they're doing. But it doesn't. It's not a good feeling. If you win because you've done something nasty, you've got a soul, you've got a conscience, you don't want to do it. You don't want it to work that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back at it again. It shows the softball questions you asked Joe Biden. They can't ask him. You watching him even now struggling through some of these. Even now he can't stay on task. He's probably written down what it is he wants to say or what the question was or the topics of the question, whatever. Because you can see if anybody who's been around someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, the early stages of, look at the man's face when he's trying to speak. I'm sorry. This is not to make fun of him. This is to talk about the trouble that is obviously happening in his face and how much these people hate America that they would put a man like this up for this position. Mary Bruce questioned Biden about Trump's attempts to discourage mail-in voting, but invoked Russia's efforts to sow doubt. It's all about Russia. We're still all about Russia. You want to talk? you want to talk about these people? They are just obsessed with Russia, right? And was Biden concerned that Russia was getting involved? You know, let me tell you what. They don't want Trump. None of them do. You know why they don't want Trump? Because Trump has been tougher on Russia than any one of those presidents before him. Let's start off there. Then let's move down the road when you start talking about the other groups, other countries, how he's been with Iran. Give me a break. They're not getting away with anything. Right? Hamas is not our friend. You know, you saw Hillary Clinton was bending over backwards to make nice with the Russians. Never heard anything about that. President Oblomo, what did he do with the Russians? He told Medvedev, I can't ever get this guy's name right, to tell Putin he'd have more flexibility after the election. We never got an explanation of what that meant. What is he going to take yoga classes? Have more flexibility? What did he mean? Conservative commentator Steve Miller singled out Lee for criticism, tweeting, "Watch this question and how it's framed." She essentially gives Biden the answer in the question. It's just amazing. The media is nothing more than the PR wing for the Democrat Party. We all know that at this point. And when you do the studies, you see that 90 plus percent of the reporting is negative on Trump. Now, they'll tell you that's because, you know, there's nothing else good to report on. Yeah, okay, whatever. And you go through this and you say, so you're telling me as reporters, there is no fact that you can report on that President Trump is up above and beyond what any president before him has done. And they're going to tell you no. That's because they've not done any. Look, let me tell you what. When I started writing, you know, for the show and what have you, I would misspell everything. I mean, I've got a lot better at it. Not that I don't misspell anything anymore. But I'm not a journalist. I didn't go to journalism school. Right? I'm using a mouth here. I'm not a writer. I'm not that kind of thing. And when you look at some of the questions these people ask, the way they use English, the way they write, I'm reading these articles where not only are the facts totally wrong, and it's not like it's wrong because they're close. It's because they've got young kids, young people that are doing this work that never paid attention to school, don't even know how to look this stuff up, and only kind of sort of remember what their history teacher or history professor told them in college. Stuff is way out of line. One writer singled out O'Keefe for a question about Biden wasn't angrier about Trump's report. Well, all the questions of Biden on how they feel about Trump, how about questions of Biden on what he's going to do for us? How's he going to put people back to work? You know, I mean, is it reparations or isn't it? Help me out. Help me understand. They're all talking about, it's like California, $180 billion in debt, and they're talking about a committee on reparations. Isn't that cool? Just love it. I mean, sincerely, I love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Ain't that hard? So, I think I touched on it. I don't think I did the whole story. And I get emails from people all the time. I have to check into them to make sure they're real. And somebody sent me some information on a person that back in March, I think it was, or whatever, February, March, had used a term. This is a this is somebody that works in school, works for a you know, school district. And they had put out a letter that basically, I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version, as we like to say. Basically what it said is, look, because of the Chinese flu, back in March, remember, if you've got stuff that you need to get out, you have orders you need to place, you may want to place them early. You may get ahead of this because this thing is going to slow us down and make it harder to order the equipment or parts, pieces, whatever it is. And the person was immediately reprimanded because one person was upset. California's gotten to the point now, whether you work for the police department, the fire department, the government, the school districts, whatever. If you have one person that's offended, something has to be done about it. We've actually come to the point where we believe, and I'm very upset at some of the other Christian trustees that I, friends of mine, because they really think, now I want you to think about something. This is where I get a little religious on you. They really believe that they can stop people from getting upset. They can word things, water it down to the point where it doesn't make anybody upset. Here's my point. As a Christian, when you walk into a room with a cross on, you've just pissed off five people. At least. What are you going to do? You going to apologize for believing in Christ? I want to watch that. More on that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the economy is well on its way to recovery.
This is just in 4 months. We're more than halfway back from where we started in a terrible pandemic.
Kudlow speaking on Fox News after Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said only people at the top are seeing a recovery. President Trump is calling a report that he called American troops who died in battle losers or suckers. John Bolton was with the president on that trip. He also says the president did not say those words.
Well, I was there for the discussion on whether to for the president to go out to the Anmar battlefield and cemetery, and I write about it in the book. It was a strict weather call, and I didn't hear him say those things.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, and it's exactly what I was talking about. You heard the news break. It's exactly what I was talking about, right? John Bolton. You heard what happened. And John Bolton basically backs up the president and say, hey, look, I was there. The president never said anything like that. Right? Never said they were losers or anything along those lines. The reason he didn't go was a weather issue. But even forget that part of it. The president never talked disparaging about disparaging about our veterans. What's really funny is how they make a big deal of this, but when you had Omar Tlaib and the rest of them and AOC making fun of our veterans, making fun of our military, they were okay with that. Nobody said a word. You got a congressional candidate in California. Well, California's whack anyhow. Right? Christy Smith. She's actually running against Congressman Mike Garcia, and he filled the vacant seat left by Katie Hill. But she made fun of him being a fighter pilot. Right, big whoop. But one of her biggest supporters has made comments along the line of, you know, the farce of July. How long do we have to put up with this? He made fun of veterans. She accepted his endorsement. Not a word. We see this over and over and over again happening. You know, they definitely don't speak out of both sides of their mouth. They find six or seven other holes to speak out of. And again, they are always right, perfect, on it. And Republicans never are. And again, so John Bolton backs him. Isn't he the Democrat darling? He wrote that book, come out against Trump. Oh my God, he's so strong. He's such a hero. He's so bold to say those things. Let's see what they say about him now. I want to go back to the offense thing, right? Where you have all these Nancy Pelosi. I'm a Catholic, and you know I'm not allowed to hate people. But Trump's a different story. He's not a people. He's inhuman. But the MS-13 guys, couldn't call animals. They are sick. This is a sickness. Back to, again, to my Christian friends. Let me speak to you for a second. If you really believe that you can somehow, which is always amazing to me, which somehow you're going to make everybody, you're going to create a utopia, you go against the Bible you believe in. there will be wars and rumors of wars right up till the end. So you can keep shooting for peace. It's a waste of time. You can pray for peace all you want to. It's a waste of time. From a biblical standpoint, the Jews and the Arabs will be fighting until the day the world stops. Now, again, I'm only speaking of Bible believers. If you're not a Bible believer, then you're probably chuckling and none of this means anything to you. It's okay. They're just stories. I got it. My irritant, not my offense, but my irritant is with my Christian brothers and sisters who think they know more than the Savior that they follow. They think they know more than the guy they say they believe in. Jesus said they would be offended just because we loved him. So how are you going to stop offense? You're going to put your cross away? You're never going to talk about God? If they ask you, you're going to say nothing? I mean, I'm curious. It's just like, I love these people, these Christians, who think they're going to wipe out sickness and hunger. They're going to fix everybody. I mean, look, it's a good thing to go feed the poor. It's a good thing to go feed the hungry. I got all of that. I'm not against that. I'm against the conversation that thinks you're going to wipe it out. That you, and especially you Christians who want to work through the government, God never tells you, go compel the government to feed people. No. God tells you to go do it. So stop telling me what I have to do, who I have to go feed, where I have to go, and you do it. Because you're the best example I could have. You're the best example a non-believer could have. So when you're out there feeding people, taking care of people that are homeless and hungry, others are going to see you. And they're not going to see you and praise you necessarily. They're going to, why are you doing this? Well, because, you know, my God tells me to love these people, take care of these people, reach out to these people. See, you could change their minds. But you cannot, you will not fix hunger. Jesus said that they'd always be among us. There'll always be a group. Now, some of you will say, no, nobody wants to be hungry. Nobody wants to be homeless. Well, yeah, they have mental illness, and they do. They don't trust anybody. So they're going to hide out in the street, in a tent, in a corner, wherever. You have to get the mental health they need. But I love this stuff where my Christian brothers and sisters really think that they're going to work it up so they don't offend anybody. We have to stop being in their face. I know some pastors, even locally that I talk to, that are upset with the way I talk sometimes. Let me tell you what. Those pastors, I know you listen to the show sometimes. If you are searching for those people all to love you, if you are waiting to what do they call it, measuring your words, your verbiage, because you're afraid you're going to turn somebody off, you're not doing what Jesus told you to do. Preaching the gospel is going to tee off a bunch of people. And there's no way around it. You can be as loving as you want to be. There's no way around it. There are people that are rabid about hating God. Nothing you can do about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, and again, when it comes to what's going on out there, do what you can do in the means you can do it in. I was going to talk a little bit about the CDC and the 6%, you know, this is the part that you allow them to get away with. Find the articles, read the articles, know what's in the articles before you post them, please. But the CDC did say only 6% of the deaths being attributed to COVID are really COVID-only deaths. The rest of them had help. People that were already sick, already had respiratory issues, already had all kinds of other issues. I mean, isn't it interesting the left won't even talk about this, won't talk about any of the drugs that could help, possibly help. Joe Biden is upset that they're moving this along at a rocket speed. Because the H1N1, how long did the H1N1 take? A couple of years, right? Ultimately? Right, so so think about this. The way they're talking, listen to their words. They want to shut it down till we have a cure. We couldn't possibly have a cure for a couple of years. All right, so right there, some of you passed out, got a little chill up the spine. Right? And while that's all happening, we're going to have to take care of people. How? If nobody's working, the businesses are opening, how? Who are you going to tax? There's no money to tax. And by the way, for those of you that are offended, I know some people coming after me, they'd like to have me removed because I'm offending people, blah, 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 whatever. So you're going to go through the history books and wipe out, like, you know, the Spanish flu? How about the Russian flu of 1889? You're going to wipe that one out, too? That was a pandemic. All right? And then the Hong Kong flu. Oh, let's not forget that, right? Hong Kong flu. I mean, am I teeing you off or what? Actually, the joke for a while was it was called the Mao flu. And then, oh, the German flu, let's not forget that one. I mean, seriously, what is wrong with you people? You heard me. Yeah, what's wrong with... I know, they hate that term. What's wrong with you people? These are terms that science has been using or the medical world has been using for years to identify where it came from, where it originated. The people aren't... the people of Hong Kong, the people of Germany, the people of Russia, they're not being blamed for this. It just happens where it came from. And even in China, with the China, I can't even pronounce it, right? COVID-19, whatever you end up calling it. Even with all of this, the people are not being, the government, in this case, China's definitely wrong, guilty, and really doesn't care. They really don't care. Let's just be honest about it. They really don't care. And for us not to be honest about where it came from and what it means, all right, it's just wrong. It's just totally wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't do anything stupid. Come on back. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Gentlemen, senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. Very true, right? I want you part of the solution. I want you helping me fix stuff, not helping me hurt stuff. And again, I like to say, be involved, be engaged. Somebody sent me this meme, and I like it. I can't let it go. I think it's that funny. I don't mean funny, ha-ha, either. I mean it's perfect. It's right on. Funny how you think of these things sometimes. You don't pull them all together, especially when you're doing stuff like I do all day long. You know, you look at it and go, oh, yeah, okay, that's cool, or I have these notes. I set myself notes. I might be driving on the road, and you know, when you do this kind of work, you ever hear comedians say, you know, if you don't want to be in my head, as you're walking around, they look at stuff, and they come up with some pretty funny stuff, and they have to write themselves notes. You don't want to be in my head when I see certain things happening, hear certain things on the radio. Seriously. But I've heard these things, and when you pull them all together, I want you to think about that. We always hear about white privilege. But let me put this together for you. I want you to think about this. I'm not saying any of this is true or not true or whatever. This is food for thought. How's that? Privilege is wearing $200 sneakers when you've never had a job. What is white privilege? Or what is privilege? It's wearing $300 earbeats like I have. They're not $300 though. Headphones while you're living on public assistance. I know some people are going to go, well, what do you mean? You can't tell people what they can have and not have. Well, listen, when I'm paying your bills, when the taxpayers are paying your bills, it's supposed to help you get through, not help you live high in the hog. equivalent to having a smartphone with a data plan, and you get no bill. You know why? Because I'm paying for it. That's privilege. I can't get one. Not unless I want to quit all this life of luxury that I have. Privilege is living in public subsidized housing where you don't have a water bill. Right? You don't have to worry about property taxes or your rent really going up. Right? Energy costs have absolutely no effect on you, so all this green stuff doesn't affect you whatsoever. Nor will it affect the amount of food you can get because the EBT cards and that kind of stuff. And again, some of you are going to go, you racist. I haven't said anything about black people or Hispanic or any group, really. Have I? Privilege is the ability to go march against the protest, against anything that makes you irritated, that triggers you. And you don't have to worry about calling out of work. Why? Because you ain't got a job. You're being paid by us. Isn't that funny? A lot of these people are being paid by us to go out and protest against us. Unless you're getting legal money from Soros, maybe you're getting paid that way, right? Let me even take Soros out of the picture. We have heard from police officers, we've heard reports that people are walking around with a wad of hundreds and they're giving other people money to go riot. Are you claiming that money with the IRS? I'm curious. It's amazing. And then on top of all of that, right, no matter what's going on, you still have the government backing you up. You know, we've heard these stories before, and they are true. Whether you want to hear it or not, they are true. The government does not make it, you know, when it comes to welfare and such, they have so many draconian regulations, if you would. You know, husbands and wives that are trying to raise a family, especially today, in the days of Enron, nobody can collect welfare or why don't we have some kind of system that helps offset what you've lost? Maybe you can find a temporary job, but the way welfare works and other things work, you can't get any help if you make over a certain amount of dollars. And that certain amount of dollars is not really adjusted to help you live. Look, I'm a conservative. I believe people should take care of themselves, but I also believe that people, things happen. And they don't always happen because something that person did. Look at what's going on right now. This is because of what the government did, what they fell for, and then ultimately what we fell for. That's what's going on right now. So I don't have any angst towards those people who really need the help and are getting the help. But if you're grabbing a check from the government or what have you, and then you're taking that money and you're going to, I don't know, burn down the local post office, nothing. You get nothing. Matter of fact, if they catch you, I want you not only to pay back that money, I want you to pay money for the damages you've incurred. That's what I want. I know, cold-hearted. What can I tell you? But I'm tired of the free rides. And they are free. I don't care what you tell me or what you think you can sell me. They're free rides. Really, seriously. Hey, I want to bring up something to you guys. You know, I'm always talking about things that we can do, and now I'm starting to reach out and do things together. Some of you, you need to sign up. And listen, if you're having trouble signing up for the email program, send me an email. Send an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We've got a Patriot Academy Constitutional Defense course coming up in Nevada. And I want you there. It's going to be November 15th through the 17th. And if you're within driving distance, that's great, because I don't want to take a plane either. It's driving distance for me. I'm not afraid of flying. I just don't want all the aggravation. And there's two things going on at this event. You'll be taught not only how to use a handgun properly, you know, trained to use it defensively, because you really need to do that. It's not like you see on TV all the time. Things happen pretty quick. But you'll be taught to use a firearm defensively. But you're also going to get a constitutional class. Rick Green's actually going to teach the class from Patriot Academy. So give it some thought. I'm sending out emails on this. I'll send out another one here shortly. You got about 20 days out from the date, so end of October. And this is something you really want to have. Because it's not teaching you just how to defend yourself with a gun. It's teaching you how to defend yourself for the Constitution, how to stand up for your rights, how to get them, whoever them happens to be, to back down when they come after you. They've had over 50,000 people go through these programs in just the last couple of years. Well, actually, since 2012. All right? And seriously, I see you guys talk about it. You send me emails. But get involved and get engaged and don't just talk about it. Actually do something about it. I'll put a link up on the website for that as well. So I just, you know, it's a way to support it. And I'll be there. That'll be fun. I'll be there. You can have some fun, you know, there'll be plenty of events and activities going on that we can have some fun with collectively. But like I see other people doing on Facebook and other places where they're, I don't really know what they're doing. It looks like they're trying to defend themselves or me or whoever. And they're not. Because they don't have the real information. And the minute you go sideways with the wrong information and then you defend the wrong information, that's it. You're done. I'm done. We done. Right? Okay, more craziness going on. This is just beautiful. I love stories like this, so I'm sorry. I don't know if some of you heard about this, but a salon had to remove a job ad for a happy, quote-unquote, a happy stylist. Why? Because happy now is discriminatory. Here's the law that says it was told by a job center couldn't run an advertisement recruiting a happy stylist because the word is discriminatory against people who want to be unhappy. Listen, if you're an unhappy person, I don't want you around me. Allison Birch listened to a job ad looking for part-time qualified hairdresser at her unisex hair salon. I'm surprised that wasn't a bad term. The position called for someone with 5 years' experience of working in the salon who is confident in barbering as well as all aspects of hairdressing. And the advertisers say that this is a busy, friendly, small salon, so only happy people need apply. I mean, seriously, you ever get one of those people that you work with and they are miserable about everything? Right? Nothing. There is nothing that they're happy about. I mean, unless they see somebody else in trouble. When they see somebody else in trouble or a problem with somebody else, yeah, they're good. So, Bert said that she received a call from the job center informing her that they could not run her ad because the word happy is considered discriminatory. She claimed the job center told her that the advertisement may make some people feel they cannot apply because they don't consider themselves a happy person. So Birch ran it, you know, the information to people at her salon to see, you know, was she being, she thought at first maybe she was being insensitive. Right? The man at the job center said to her, hey, I'm sorry, but the word happy is a discriminatory word. We aren't allowed to use it. We aren't allowed to use it. Now, Birch said that, and then he asked, should we change the word in case somebody thinks that they can't apply for the job? She had to stop and think about it. I would never stop and think about it. I go, no. If you can't leave it there, pull the ad. I'm not really not interested in hiring anybody from your place with that kind of mindset. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need it. Listen, God bless. Have a great weekend. Okay? I mean, I hope you're enjoying your day. I know where I'm at, it's like 130,000 degrees. And don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.